morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
And good morning. It is 11:09, and joining us as usual from Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, we have Sarah Donkersloot. Good morning, Sarah.
And it's nice to have you here today, Greg. Good morning from Zealand Community Hospital, a live broadcast sponsored every Thursday. Looking for some things to do this summer? This morning I'm here to tell you about what's happening at Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital and in our area. And just by listening, you could win a prize. So, Greg, everybody likes to win a prize.
Absolutely.
Don't they? They do. So we are going to give a lunch cooler, and it's going to be filled with some goodies. And the question that I have for our listeners is, what's being offered at Zealand Community Hospital this summer? It can be anything that someone may think about, a class, an event, and the number to call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450.
Okay, and we'll watch the phones here and see if we can get a response to Sarah's question here. And a lot of things going on at the hospital.
Yes, there are. And, you know, I'll tell somebody about, or people that are listening, one of the things that's going on, we have a Live Well Senior Seminar, and that's
right.
A new format. We are partnering with Royal Park Place, which is in Zealand, and that is a senior community. And we have had two sessions. I'll wait, and we'll find out if someone has the answer.
Yeah, I think we already have a caller. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, is it Live Well Seminar?
Yes, it is. And your first name and phone number, and I'll call you back later.
Jean, J-E-A-N.
And your phone?
928-8899.
I will call you back later.
928-8899.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Okay, lots of eights and nines in that phone number,
That's
Sarah.
That's exactly right. Good thing that she clarified all of that. Well, anyway, Royal Park Place, as I said, is a senior community, and what we are doing is we are bringing health experts to come in and talk about a variety of topics. And our first two sessions in May and June were very, very successful, with about 65 to 70 senior adults attending. And the subject for this month, we've talked about on the radio before, and it has just been very entertaining and fun, is called Making Music with Every Breath. And there are benefits to playing the harmonica. Not only is it enjoyable, but for people that have breathing difficulties, they find out with the blowing in of the air that it actually helps them. So what we are going to do at that seminar is talk about a program that we are offering at the hospital, our harmonica program. So people can come to Royal Park. It's free. They can come on Monday, July 21 from 2:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, and they can enjoy an event where there'll be some harmonica playing, and we're going to talk about how playing the harmonica is good for you.
That's awesome.
So I want to lead into, you know, things about breathing. We also have a Better Breathers support group, and we have daytime sessions. And this is for people who suffer from chronic breathing difficulties such as asthma, emphysema, or other conditions. And again, this is a free support group. They are going to meet on Wednesday, July 23 from 1 to 2. And then there's a little break, and then that's when we go into our harmonica program. And I had the opportunity to be at the first harmonica program last month, and was it fun? We had Jim Rosenboom, who was there, and he is a wonderful harmonica player. So, you know, he played the harmonica, and then everyone who was there got a harmonica. And then Jim gave them some instructions on how to play. And many people have never played before. To come to the harmonica program, you don't have to play. But at the beginning of the program, we are taking a breathing test, and we're finding out what a person's capacity is. And then at the end of the program, which it's one time per month, and it's going to go through the fall, we're going to take another breathing test, and we're going to see how people have improved just by playing the harmonica. And it was fun to walk the halls of the hospital and to hear harmonicas. It's not what you usually hear in a hospital. But that is going to meet on Wednesday, July 23 from 2:20 to 3:20 in the afternoon. And again, we invite people to come for this educational program and fun program.
Okay. Are we going to try to do another giveaway here,
yes,
sir?
Yes, we are. We are always about a giveaway. So the prize is, again, another lunch cooler. And where can you find information about what's happening at the hospital in the community? So tell us a resource that is out there. And, again, the number to call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450.
And I'll wait to see if we can get a caller to respond here. And what else is going on over at the hospital these days?
Well, another class that I want to talk about is the pre-diabetes class. Oh,
I think we
can take this.
Let's caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yeah, you have an answer for Sarah.
I sure do. You can find out by looking up the hospital on the internet.
That's exactly right. SpectrumHealth.org/Zeeland. And your first name and your phone number, and I'll call you later.
My name is Lori.
Okay.
And my phone number is 218-4618.
218-4618. I will call you later, Lori. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling, Lori.
The internet is a great resource, isn't it?
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, so much information. And, again, the web address is spectrumhealth.org/Zeeland. So that gets you specifically to the Zeeland website.
That's exactly right. And then you can even go classes and events, and we have the ability for people to register online. But I was talking about prediabetes, and we know that prediabetes is a condition that can lead to type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So if someone out there is listening and you have a family history of diabetes, and
as I do,
yes, and if you have been diagnosed by your doctor as, you know, having prediabetes, really would encourage you to come to this class. And I know of an individual who attended the class who was in that level and learned about the importance of counting carbohydrates, the importance of exercise, and their numbers have actually gone down into the normal range. It doesn't mean that person isn't going to get diabetes, because there's a strong genetic component. It's just the ability to possibly delay the onset. So this class is on Tuesday, July 29. It's from 4:30 to 6, and it's taught by certified diabetes educators, and they're going to give a lot of helpful information. We know that diabetes is really an epidemic for many, many people. So if you can stop the onset, very, very important to attend this class. And it's going to be held in the medical office building in our diabetes center. Now, I've talked about diabetes. I've talked about breathing. The hospital also offers childbirth classes, including online classes, joint replacement classes, fitness classes, CPR, and first aid classes.
Always lots of things going on over at Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we offer classes, but our commitment is also to be involved in the community. And that is the mission of Spectrum Health, to improve the health of the communities we serve. And we do that through being supportive of community events. And one thing that we are involved in is Zealmania.
Oh.
Zealmania.
Abby DeRue and Carrie Van Dorp and company over at the City of Zeeland have put together an amazing program over the last couple of years with Zealmania, and it's really caught on.
It has really caught on, and I'm excited to say that, you know, Zeeland Community Hospital is one of the sponsors along with City of Zeeland and Zeeland Festivals.
Right.
And it kicked off last week downtown Zeeland on Main Street. There were over 1,000 people in attendance. It's every Monday on July through July and August from 6 to 8, and there are just a plethora of activities. For example, this week, Monday, there's going to be the giant sprinkler, and that was just wonderful last week because it was warm, and we saw kids, and we even saw adults running through the sprinkler. Face painting. There's going to be a bouncing barnyard inflatable. There's going to be antique tractors. The Critter Barn is going to be there, and that is always a favorite for everyone to be able to pet or to hold an animal. The YMCA veggie wagon is going to be there. There's going to be milk taste testing by the hospital, and you'll see people going around with their milk mustaches. The Macatawa Bank snack wagon is going to be there. There's going to be information about the Macatawa Watershed Program, and the Holland Area Arts Council is going to be there with an activity. So if you are listening out there and you're a grandparent, I encourage you to call up your child and say, let me take the grandkids to downtown Zeeland on Monday for Zeelamania. Again, Zeelamania is on Mondays from 6 to 8. Most of the activities are free, and it's just a great opportunity for fellowship. It's called a healthy fair. You know, there's going to be healthy things as part of it, so we encourage people to mark it on their calendars.
Yeah, Sarah, there's something else coming up soon as well that the hospital is offering, and particularly for young mothers that have infants, tell us about this particular program.
Right. The hospital is excited because the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program that is in Grand Rapids has come to the Lakeshore, and it's come to Zeeland Community Hospital. And the focus of that program is car seat safety and also to talk about bike safety and water safety. And we are excited to be able to partner with some of the fire departments in the area and some of the car dealerships to offer car seat checks. Car seat checks are so important for parents to have their children to have safety with their car seats. And so all car seat inspections are free. There are a limited number of low-cost replacement car seats at all locations for those who qualify. If you need a replacement car seat, you must be present with a parent or legal guardian. So on August 7, we are going to be at the Allendale Fire Department in Allendale from 3 to 6 p.m., and that is going to be on a first-come first to serve basis. And I think a car seat check takes, you know, anywhere from, I want to say, 20 to 40 minutes. And you wonder, 20 to 40 minutes, why does it take that much for a car seat check? You know, they go into your car and, you know, they check to make certain that, you know, everything is strapped in right, and, you know, your child will be in the seat, and they'll show you how to put the seat belt on correctly for them. So it's very, very important. On August 14, a group is going to be at Crown Motors on Regent Boulevard in Holland from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Appointments are required. And then we are going to be at different dealerships in September and October, November, December, and January. So for more information about the Helen DeVos Children's Injury Prevention Program at the hospital, people can call 748-8754. That's 748-8754 to request a time. And we are just really, really excited to be able to offer these events to people in our community.
Sarah Dockers from Zeeland, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, joining us here on Wellspring on 1450 WHTC during Talk of the Town. And, boy, you've covered a lot of ground in about 10 minutes. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, you know, for people to receive more information about the classes that are available at the hospital, they can go to our website. You know, they can go to spectrumhealth.org/Zeeland and go to classes and events. And we have things organized there by childbirth and parenting classes. You can go to fitness. You can go to prevention. You can go to CPR. And you have the ability to register online. And if the class is not free, you can pay via your credit card. If people are not comfortable registering online, they can call the Community Relations Office at 748-2834, and Marge, our administrative assistant, will be glad to help people. So we just encourage people to be active because, you know, being active is very helpful in, you know, preventing a medical condition. And for people who might be interested in a fitness class, we do have a fitness class punch card. And I know during the summer, people are gone a lot. And, you know, they may say, why should I, you know, come into a class for 10 weeks? We do have a punch card that is available for our core cardio and conditioning class or our power burn class. And the class expires December 31. Our core cardio and conditioning class is an intermediate fitness level class. And in that class, you can strengthen and you can define your muscles with a focus on your body's core. And that class started just several weeks ago on July 1. It is from 5 to 6 p.m. at the hospital in, it's not at the hospital, it's the Zeeland Recreation Center, which is located in Zeeland, a wonderful, wonderful facility. So, any other questions that you have about the hospital, Greg? I'll leave this to be your time, and I'll quit talking.
Yeah, well, I really don't, I mean, that's all. a lot of information to process, and you know, it's great to hear that the hospital is so active in the Zealand community through programs, you know, like the car seat program that you're going to be doing out in Allendale next month, and through Zealmania as well. So great information. Again, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, the website address, spectrumhealth.org/Zealand.
And again, if people want to register for a class, you can do it online, or you can call 616-748-2834. That's 616-748-2834. And again, want to invite people to the free senior seminar, which is going to be held at Royal Park Place on Monday, July 21 from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.